Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
The Godfather. Welcome. 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 Mr. Warren G. In the east side. Martini.
I keep forgetting. I don't. Michael McDonald. Michael McDonald.
I might have both of those.
Oh,
you got that one too?
Man. Come on.
Hold on. Let's go. Let's play the McDonald one. Play the McDonald one real quick. Right, people might need to get in. We'll let some people get in and get the blood purpose.
Yeah, never try to karaoke Michael McDonald. No.
All you can do is be a backup. That's it.
I keep forgetting things will never be the same again. I keep forgetting how you made that so clear.
I keep forgetting. See, I had to have both versions. I had to have both versions.
See, they should. This is when they should have been on the stream. Like, you had to open the show on the stream.
Yeah.
Because you missed it, like the chair dancing.
Yeah. I mean, we got to try to do. Got to keep the blood running.
And you missed the chair dancing.
Keep
you,
the flow going.
Yeah, you missed the chair dancing if you were not on the stream.
Shout out to Coach McBride.
Good stuff yesterday.
Thank you.
Good
if
stuff.
You're listening, thank you.
Good stuff.
I don't think people really realize how impactful his presence was on the entire team. Not just the defense, the entire team. That's offense, that's defense. That's special teams. That is all walks of life that Coach McBride taught us on. He talked about the Steve Warrens of the world. He talked about the Perellas, the Peters. My plan was hopefully to get him back on so that I can just keep asking him, just give him a name and let him go. Let him say what he wants to, because the memory bank that he has, he's probably forgotten more than a lot of us know. So shout out to Coach McBride for gracing me with his presence yesterday. I'm just at awe. I love listening to him, and I just love the man that he is and the fact that he was tough on us, but he did it out of love, and it wasn't out of anything else but that.
You can tell he cared.
Shout out.
You can tell he cared.
And you know what I messed up? I didn't want him to do the Go Big Red. So see, I'm slowing down to speed up. He was supposed to say, run it again. Dang it. Got to take the – see?
You can call and have him record that for you.
You got to take the shots.
You can call him and have him record that.
I know, but it'd been nice to get him on and for him to just be like, just say it live. That was – you know, like all the Go Big Reds and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You did a good job with that. What are we doing, Nick? What are we doing with all the Go Big Reds?
We are going to put them all together into a little montage thing.
Is there a timetable to that said?
I would expect myself to get it done by next week, middle of next week.
See, I'm a details guy, so when can I expect this?
Monday is fine.
See how easy
it is? I've started to do it, but I don't. Things pop up, so in
stuff
all honesty,
happens. What would pop up that's more important than the compilation of Go Big Red Chance?
Other clips that I'm clipping.
Ooh.
Other promos to get.
Ooh. I'll ask again. What's more important than the Big Red compilation?
Nothing.
That's the answer we were shooting for. This is why you are brilliant. You are a freaking genius, Nick Sater. This is why I trust. Coachable players make the best teams.
I agree.
Right? Coachable players. Task oriented. And that's trust.
Even
that
if
I can
you don't
give him
like
the
it.
Task and know that he will crush it. Well done, sir.
Damn.
I like the hat. What's the hat today?
It's Midwest Glove Care. So it's a company that we kind of started.
Okay.
And it's just glove care. That's all it
did
is.
Did he share that with you?
No,
Michelle?
He did not.
Like
he's listen, this Nick holds out so much on me. I haven't cracked that nut yet.
Right.
But Nick, I try to, you know, I want Nick to get involved in this movement. And sometimes he's just a tough nut to crack, man.
I was just, you know, I noticed it.
Hard worker.
And I want to give, like, go ahead and shout it out, Nick. Like, this is family. Like, I'm not
too worried about it.
Right? Like hook it up, right?
Yeah, I mean, so listen, we got to.
I mean, you see this model?
Nick's my
this
guy.
Is a supermodel right here. Use him.
You know what I'm saying, Nick?
Use him.
On,
put
man.
Him in we your can... hat. Nick, Rico, did you get a hat? Did you
no,
get...
Rico didn't get a hat.
These,
he don't even
that
know what's
looks
going
as
on.
He did not
these
get a
hats
hat.
Aren't even available.
You don't even
anymore.
Know what's going on.
They're available because you have one.
What is
they
the
are...
business, Nick? Talk to me.
It's called Midwest Glove Care.
What kind of glove?
Basically, so it's baseball, softball gloves. We relace them. We do all that.
Okay.
We take care of everything.
So basically,
every single.
So basically, if I had a glove that I've had for a while, and I wanted to get it fixed,
get it relaced, get it a thumb or a pinky replacement, anything that you need with your glove, we do it.
How do we find out? Who do we get in touch with?
You
Who
literally search Midwest Glove Care, and the website comes up. And then it's also at DBAT Lincoln.
What's the website? What's the website?
MidwestGloveCare.com.
.com. Okay.
See how easy that was?
.com.
Yeah.
Get with Midwest.
Like, I'm approachable. Why would you say, like, he has airwaves.
Listen, he's...
He has airwaves and a microphone.
He's only, what, 20?
I am.
He's only 20, DP.
Okay, we're teaching. This is what we're doing.
I've got to always look at that and say, because sometimes you think, you know, because they're in the climate that you're in, that they're, sometimes they just don't know because they're 20. Just, you know, life. When you live life, you understand what I'm talking about. In 20 years from now, when you're 40, and there's a young Nick sitting on that side, you're going to be like, yeah, I remember this moment.
Yeah. Somebody on the text line says, get me a cup of coffee. I don't know what's going on. I woke up with no voice. Feel completely fine. Feel perfectly fine. We test every week for school, so I know it's not that. Just no voice. Okay. So I don't sound excited, but it's just because I don't have a voice today.
Okay.
What's
he doing? What's he doing tonight?
Did you take the lemon and honey?
What's he doing tonight?
I gargled with salt water.
What's he doing tonight?
I slept.
Lemon and honey.
What's he doing?
Fixing gloves, lemon and honey.
That's one of the things, yeah.
How late you up?
Last night was up till 9:30. I went to bed early last night.
What?
It was fantastic.
And you got too much sleep and now your throat's hurting.
It's not hurting. That's the thing. My throat doesn't hurt. It's all just... My bad, QWA.
Hey, QG. Listen, I told you he's 20. Calm down on him. Qdoba guy's like, how dare you refer to me as a nameless texter?
My bad.
What's wrong with you, Nick?
My bad.
I'm telling you. This so Nick, the idea and the concept, so you guys can hear it. I'm working towards having a super fans competition.
Okay.
And we're working on the particulars, but which will end up in a super fans show. So some of our texters, like, we're going to challenge them. We'll make up these challenges for coming up with takes and and have them compete. And then the prize would be, if you win that week, you get to come in studio and have a host a super fan show.
I think that'd be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of an American Idol for sports radio. It'd be pretty cool.
Something like that. Hey, Qdoba Guy says he loves you, Nick.
That's good. Thanks, Qdoba Guy.
Everybody loves Nick, I mean, except for...
Next time, make sure you put the Q on Doba.
There's only one...
And the guy.
...texter that doesn't like
me. Hey, listen. Yeah. I'm telling you now. Tom Brady is retiring.
Why?
Because his wife don't like to see him get hit. Mm. Every time he gets hit, like he got hit in this past game. Mm. She didn't like it.
Okay.
He's 40-something years old. It's time.
Okay.
Who? I don't want to see them carry Brady off on a stretcher.
But that's usually what has to happen for elite athletes to retire.
Why?
Because they're elite athletes, and they don't believe that, you know, the end is the end until it is.
Yeah, but the smart ones, the Barry Sanders.
There's a few.
Barry Sanders.
Those are the exceptions to the rule. Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, like, those are exceptions to the rule.
They know when to fold them.
Name five people who retired on time. Okay. Ahead of their time.
We got Barry Sanders.
Uh-huh. I'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say it in combat.
I can. I just got to
say it in combat sports.
Give me some time. You're putting too much pressure on me. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. It is. I mean, boxers are notorious for
boxers are notorious for
being bad at it. Baseball players fall into DH status where they're dragging paycheques.
I watched Evander Holyfield get absolutely pummeled,
right?
And it hurt my heart to the core,
right? Like, just retire, like Sugar
Roy
Ray
Jones,
Sugar
plummel.
Ray, all coming back. Tyson coming back.
Muhammad Ali,
yeah,
plummeled.
Coming back. Larry Holmes.
Larry Holmes, yeah. Plummeled.
So, in sports, it's very rare for the athlete to retire at their prime or at their apex. They will usually wait until they're dragged away. And now there's so much money in play, I'm not sure that, you know, Andrew Luck was late. Understand, he was already beat up. Andrew Luck left because the injuries were there already, right? Calvin Johnson.
I like Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to think, though.
Right? Think of baseball. Dude, baseball folks ride into the legacy part of it. Right?
Well, baseball, you can get away with
basketball.
You
right?
You can get away with that in baseball.
I mean, Kareem, Bill Walton, all of them. You know, they stayed too late.
Michael Jordan,
T-Mac, and Penny. Yeah, they were injuries retired them. They retired them.
Yeah, I mean,
Jordan came back. I mean, he was with the Wizards. I mean, he still scored 50, but geez.
Joe said, did Nolan Ryan retire on time? I think he did.
Oh, no.
I think he did.
No, he dragged it. He was in Texas. He was
Nolan Ryan was that's the GOAT of pitching.
No, it's not. Stop that.
One of them.
Stop that.
Who is?
There's one GOAT when it comes. Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson's the GOAT. Everybody else is some vague copy of.
I like Nolan Ryan.
Patrick Wills, but injuries sent him out.
Yeah, John Elway. I don't know if
Elway wrote it. Like, he won the Super Bowl.
I like Jeter.
Jeter played until he was 42, right? 41?
Yeah, but he was still
getting, he wasn't
the same.
He was not prime Jeter.
Keekly injuries retired him. Yeah, all those are injuries. All those are injuries. The game will naturally retire you, but who,
Peyton Manning?
But no, Peyton.
Peyton
was
Manning.
Peyton was throwing cotton candy by the time his arm was shredded.
Yeah, but
he had no arm.
He went to the playoffs last year.
Well, he won the Super Bowl, but it wasn't him. It was Von Miller.
Peyton, it wasn't Von Miller. Didn't
Von
win the
Miller
Super Bowl.
Was MVP.
That was the corpse of Peyton Manning.
He was MVP.
Stop it! It wasn't just him by himself.
It was that defense beat Cam Newton. To Cam Newton was the MVP, and they chased Cam Newton to almost where he reconsidered whether he was going to wear pumps after the game.
Peyton Manning didn't. Peyton Manning didn't throw a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
He had
100 and some yards.
He was throwing puffballs out there.
It was the corpse of Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos defense.
Right, right. Like, so, it's a rare thing, right? That aside from injuries, then there are people that will stay to the point where, you know, it's a bad look. You know, when you get, I mean, you know, after 20 years, you're not apexing anymore. Tom Brady has managed to break time.
Now is the time.
Brady.
You're saying it. Okay, yeah. He could be a part of that legacy.
Yeah.
Get out while mm-hmm. he's on top.
Yeah.
While his body is still good.
Yeah.
And his mind is still sharp.
Yeah.
Walk away from the game. You have yeah. nothing else to prove.
Deuces.
You won a Super Bowl so many times at New England.
Yeah.
You won it at Tampa Bay. Unless they go and get some crazy people around you, mm-hmm. they rebuild that offensive line. They get a couple of more receivers. So just in case a receiver goes down via injury or via him wanting to be a jerk. Okay, I take that back. Mm-hmm. Depending on whose side it's on, mm-hmm. you got to be prepared for that.
Yeah.
They're not prepared.
I think Tom Brady goes one more year.
I don't think so.
Well,
he's coming off of almost a career year.
Yeah.
I mean, he deserves his flowers, though. Don't you want a Tom Brady NFL tour?
But he's not going to do that. He's going to go one more year at the end of the season, whether they lose or whether they win the Super Bowl. He'll just be like, okay, I'm done now.
I just want it to happen so that there's 20 games of people begging to receive Tom Brady's jersey.
They have, and I got to try to send my cousin like 3 or 4 or 5 Tom Brady jerseys because I'd rather get him in Tampa Bay than in New England. Because I like Tampa Bay better, Rico.
That's fine.
Yeah. I didn't like Tom Brady until he went to Tampa Bay, by the way. You know, I learned to like him because you had to.
I loved Tom Brady until he went to Tampa Bay. So
I'm sorry. I'm glad he went to Tampa.
It was a rough couple of years there, man. Only 6 Super Bowls. It was very sad.
Hey, so I still count Pat Mee. Yeah, I think he should just get out. He won. It's going to be too tough to get back there again unless he's just bored. Now, if he's bored, play till you get busted up.
Well, he said a couple years ago he's going to play till he sucks. He didn't suck this year.
Well, he might have another 5 years in him then. He might be 50.
I still think he's waiting for San Francisco because that was his team growing up.
Waiting to do what?
Wait until they get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo so he can go
Stop
there.
Stop it. They are Lance. Not.
He is such a troublemaker.
Jimmy Garoppolo, dude, stop it.
Tom Brady wants to play for
New England,
San Francisco.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Why in the world would they turn right back around and replace Garoppolo with Brady?
Because one of them is better.
That makes no sense.
They're also they're probably going to trade Jimmy
makes
G
no
this
sense.
Offseason.
I would if Brady
for
said
Brady.
He would play for the 49ers, I would pack Jimmy G's house,
mm-hmm.
buy his new house,
Stop it.
Put his furniture God, in it, send
Drinking
him a
Kool-Aid.
Month's worth of food.
I would let Jimmy G
and
choose.
Then,
I would let Jimmy G choose which team he wants to be traded to, and I would take a 6th-round pick for him.
Yeah.
So I could get Tom Brady
for 1 year.
For 1 year,
yeah.
For 1 year,
1 year of Tom Brady with San Francisco.
Then what do you do?
You got Trey Lance.
You have Trey Lance.
Yeah.
So that's your backup plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, back up playing
you
now?
You going to tell me Trey Lance doesn't want to learn from Tom Brady?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't take a Tom Brady and go put him with San Francisco.
Tom Brady is like LeBron
Why?
James.
You're the favorite in the NFC the moment you do it.
Who's
Tom
San
Brady's
Francisco's
like LeBron
top
James.
Three receivers?
Brandon Ayuk.
Well, he's got Kittle, which gives
you
I love tight ends.
I didn't go tight end.
Which gives you that.
Receivers, who is Tom Brady's? Because the tight end, I love that because it's a given. Gronkowski, Kittle. I love that.
Debo and Ayuk.
Yeah, get your phones out. Go ahead.
No. Debo and Ayuk are better than all the years other than Randy Moss in New England.
It's true.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
You forget that Welker and Edelman
were
punt returners that Brady turned into all-pro receivers.
What? What did you say about Randy Moss? Get back to that.
That's the best group ever.
He said outside of the Randy
Moss.
Outside of Randy Moss. What now?
Right. That outside of that group, the rest of them.
San Francisco's receivers.
Are better than every other receiving corps he's had in New England.
Yes.
I'm not talking about New England, fellas. The last time I checked, he had 3 top receivers in Tampa. Godwin, 13.
Mike Evans.
And help me out. AB. Oh, I tried to forget him.
One of them left because of reasons that I don't know. The other one got hurt, and then Mike Evans was getting double teamed, and he kind of has a history of not doing well with that.
My point is that unless you have some dogs for Brady to throw to.
You say Ayuk and Debo aren't and Kittle aren't dogs?
I didn't say Kittle wasn't. Kittle is probably.
You saying Debo's not a dog?
I would just take
Ayuk. Give me one after him.
Mohamed Sanu.
I'm not there yet.
With Tom Brady?
I'm not.
They become everything you need for them to be.
Could. But I'm we talking proven.
Did you know who Chris Godwin was before Brady got there?
Chris Good is what he was.
He was good. He wasn't Godwin.
No, he was Godwin. You guys stop it. That's all. The only receiver they had besides 13 was Godwin. And Godwin was a guy that you could throw him a 5-yard hitch and he would turn it into a 40 or 50-yard run.
How many Super Bowls did they get to before Brady got there?
Zero.
And how many playoffs did they get to?
Winston.
Let me finish. I'm making the point that you were just talking about. Godwin and Evans never got to the Super Bowl without Brady. The 49ers were just there with the bums that they had and Garoppolo. So you add Tom Brady to a team that was one bad series away from being a Super Bowl champion.
They're one overthrown pass,
and you put Brady in that situation, and you telling me that, come on.
Football is a game of inches. When the game is on the line, the teams that are supposed to win, win.
Give me Brady with whatever receivers you got in San Francisco, and you the NFC favorite by a lot, period.
It's true.
That defense
don't
is
do
good
it, Brady.
Enough.
Period. Don't do it, buddy.
I'm telling you, he will end up in San Francisco.
I don't believe he will. You think so?
He will.
I don't believe that.
I don't have skin in the game. I don't care. I'm not even a Brady fan, but I tell you, if I'm 49ers and I got a chance to get Tom Brady. Matter of fact, any team in the NFL that's not Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Joe.
And Buffalo.
Joe, I like that. Brady will take Gronk with him to 49ers. Now, if he took Gronk with him. See, because you said something just now where you said without Brady, we forgot Brady brought Gronk with him.
I ain't mad. Mm-hmm. Again,
and Tampa had a couple of good, decent tight ends.
Yeah, O.J. Howard.
Gronk currently is not Kittle.
Yeah, Gronk isn't prime.
Gronk isn't Gronk.
Yeah, right now.
So
Gronk is Gronk for four plays.
Can you imagine Kittle and Brady and then looking on the other side and seeing Mahomes and Kelsey? That's what I'm talking about. Mm. Everything else becomes cotton candy
that
after
sounds
that.
Fun.
Say that. Wait. See? Because you keep missing pieces.
What are you talking about?
I'm real specific. If you imagine what Mahomes and Kelsey do, we can still mention Tyreek later.
Okay,
but right. Just with tight ends that change games and murder defenses, just in concept, that if you gave Tom Brady Greg Kittle, shut it down, and then you got Debo that you're gonna isolate now. Yeah, okay, I'm good with that.
I mean, you make a point, but I think Brady should just say, you know what. I've had enough. Well,
but hey, look, as
Giselle's
you said before,
at home, bro. When he said he going home, I understand.
I had enough. Hey,
he's a champion. Enough is never enough.
Enough is enough. Yeah, don't go and mar your career by going to San Francisco and risk getting
and winning
or,
another
or
Super
winning
Bowl.
Another Listen, Super Bowl.
When we get back, there might be some people into the building that we haven't talked to in a while.
I'm out.
It's the captain. Now, we're going to see if we can hold you here because I got a couple of other songs I needed to check into. At least one.
You a troublemaker.
At least one, okay? All right. So when we get back, Sider Heyman text line is open, 464-5685. Honda of Lincoln Hotline, same number. The Ticket, 93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.